This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. It's looking nice out there.
Mm-hmm.
Clear and sunny in downtown San Francisco from the 10th
it's
floor.
Thursday.
Oh, it is Thursday. Yes. Mm.
How is it only Thursday? Someone explain that to me. Did I say that out loud?
No. Oops. You didn't.
Okay,
nobody
good.
Nobody heard that. Don't worry. This part of the show is brought to you by Bay Area Recycling Coalition. Helping our community make healthy compost is as easy as keeping plastic out of food and yard trimmings you take out to the curb. Find tips at lovefoodnotwaste.org. It's actually been really fun learning how to compost in our green barrels. I know you love it. Boiling water. Yeah, it's been really fun. So I always fill my green barrel from my yard every week. That always happens. And so I haven't had the same kind of problems you've had with vermin and stuff because I think my stuff gets layered in with, you know, my hedge trimmings.
Well, your regular yard work is a thing for you.
It is.
Fun?
It's just been fun to have that be a thing that you can, I don't know, the green barrel became more than just a place for your yard stuff. Like to be able to put apple cores and eggshells and all that stuff in there is kind of cool.
What a blast.
It is. It's a blast.
It is.
Even like certain napkins you can put in, you know, there's all kinds of like light paper stuff you can put in. It's nice.
Light paper. You know, fun relative to what? I'm not sure.
I don't know. It's kind of amazing how much it takes your regular trash down.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And that's so much less stinky because that's not in your house for as long.
Like the food
compost
waste
gets taken out a lot.
Is a thing.
Yes. And when you've only got like real trash in your trash can, like just trash,
mm-hmm.
and then you've got the little thing on your counter where you're putting all your food scraps,
mm-hmm.
and you take that out multiple times, it just doesn't stink as bad. I don't know. It's something I've just, fun maybe isn't the word that you would use, but it is sort of.
I love it.
All right, great.
Woo woo.
Woo woo, Bay Area Recycling Coalition. The guy who died and the guy who lived. That's what I teased you with. So we'll start with the guy who died. This is surprising to me. I will admit, I really, the only things I know about Jim Irsay are the things you and I have talked about over the years. Like there was a touring show called the Jim Irsay Collection,
mm-hmm.
which I think we were giving away some tickets to at one point. And he's just got like a rad rock and roll and sports memorabilia collection. But he's also in a band that would tour with this collection. And he is a billionaire who owned the Indianapolis Colts.
And he had a dad who started the business. So he came up as the guy who would take over assume the throne.
Right.
And he did.
Do you know how old he is?
I don't think he's as old as he looked or as old as I want to guess.
Not as old as I thought he was going to be.
I'm going to say he's in I'll say 63.
You already know?
I don't. 72.
73.
He is 65. You're the winner. Hold on. I got to give Vinny a point for that.
He's a guy who...
65. I was very surprised.
He's an addict. So he's someone who suffers greatly and has made the news multiple times for relapses.
And ODs.
Oh.
Like, he's had some real trouble with this stuff, which yeah. I was looking, the first thing I look for is, you know, why did he die, especially at 65? They are saying he passed away peacefully in his sleep this afternoon, yesterday. And they didn't really say much more than that. Just, you know, talked about what a nice guy he was, how much he loved certain things in life, and, you know, some of the things we've been
music
talking about.
Right.
But that he had to dig a little further to go, okay, why does someone just die at 65? If it was a heart attack, they usually will just say it was a heart attack. The guy suffered a heart attack. But dying peacefully sometime in the afternoon, randomly in the afternoon, guy passed away peacefully in his sleep.
So did he OD?
They
Is that what you're saying?
They're not saying.
Oh, they're not saying.
They're not saying.
You know, one of the things that maybe benefits him is the NFL is powerful and has loads of money, and he is a team owner. And it doesn't look good on them when he gets busted. One of the things he got in trouble for was driving, and they found, like, I don't want to say a suitcase, but one of those duffel bags filled with pills.
Well, he is a billionaire.
Right.
And people who are billionaires, if they want to be addicts, they can get all this. They can just go to the country
they
where they make
up.
The
right.
This,
they'll
Every
never addict's
run out.
Dream. I can get, I'll never run
I'll
out
never
of
run
my
out
needs.
Of money.
Yuck.
Yeah. Where other people are like, I'll sell all my mom's stuff to get my latest fix. This guy's like, yeah, I'll just dedicate 1 billion of my many
right.
billions to all of my drug needs and some of my friends too. Fine. It's always fun to party
no,
with someone.
I feel bad for people who suffer. Certainly a billionaire has access to anything he needs, and I'm sure there were lots of relapses that we never heard about.
Right. Absolutely.
Which is my point in the NFL. Yes. Like, they need to shut that up.
Jim Irsay has passed at the age of 65, owner of the Colts, and which he inherited from his dad, who bought the team when they were still based in Baltimore, moved them to Indianapolis.
Yes. Overnight. Like they say, they left in the middle of the night. Or was that the Browns to the Baltimore? I don't
the Colts,
of,
the Colts. It was the Colts because my mom was a big Colts fan. She was a Johnny Unitas, like loved him and like cursed this guy. Like Ursay, like
because they left like in the middle of the night and moved. It was it's crazy.
In Baltimore, they hate him. Hate him.
Baltimore. So the organization went on to win a Super Bowl in 07 with Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Irsay played football himself, a walk-on linebacker, and then studied broadcast journalism at Southern Methodist University. He started as general manager in 1984, so he's been with the team since he was in his 20s.
Well.
And he was named in 1997, his dad passed, and that was when he was named the owner of the Colts. Becoming one of the youngest to hold the position in league history.
I'm sure it almost sounds like one of those classic stories where the dad is a mega businessman and has built this big fortune and the son is a rascal.
They're saying as recently...
you know what I mean? Like there's this... And the son, I got to give him a job because no one else will.
TMZ Sports, the most recent... incident medical scare was December of 2023. Cops classified it at the time as a suspected overdose and overdose / poisoning. Later, he refuted that, tried to get that scrubbed, claiming his condition was I had a leg injury. Was nothing. He has been vocal about his struggles with alcohol and prescription pills in the past, claiming he's been to rehab at least 15 times. And he did use his platform and his own journey to bring awareness to the issue. He donated upwards of $17 million to his initiative, Kicking the Stigma, which he launched in 2020 to help people with mental health and addiction issues. So he tried to do some good. He survived by his daughters, Carly, Irsay Gordon, Casey Foyt, and Kaylin Jackson, his ex-wife, Meg Coyle, and 10 grandchildren. He was only 65. Jim Irsay, and I wanted to mention it because I know that you always have stuff to say about him and knew all about that collection that he toured with. And they do talk about him being a musician here as well. Loved music, loved sports. So that's a guy who died. The guy who lived is Jeremy Renner, and he didn't want to. He's saying he did not want to come back from the peaceful afterlife he'd begun experiencing after his snowplow accident. He is saying he did die for a few minutes. The quote is, It's the most exhilarating peace you could ever feel. You don't see anything but what's in your mind's eye. Like, you're the atoms of who you are, the DNA, your spirit. It's the highest adrenaline rush. But the peace that comes with it, it's magnificent. It's so magical. I didn't want to come back. I remember, and I was brought back, and I was so pissed off. I came back, I'm like, ah. Oh. That's my Jeremy Renner, everyone. Thank you very much. Jeremy says that the...
Here.
Right. Thank you. And I thought Marvel so, too. I'm like, oh, my God. I should be, Marvel should hire me to do voiceovers for that guy.
A bow and arrow for her.
Thank you. Jeremy said that the near-death experience has changed how he lives his life. He says, so I invest in no stocks or bonds. I invest not into crypto or Bitcoin. I invest into love and my shared relationships that I experience love with, because that's the only thing that you can take with you. Even that you can't really take with you. But, you know, it's good that he's seeing the things that are important in life.
Well, you'd like to believe when you finally do exit that you are leaving loved.
Yes.
As opposed to that person that everyone's like, what percentage of his fortune will I get?
Mm-hmm. I loved him, but also, what am I getting?
Yeah, what's my cut? Mm. Yeah, good for him.
Yeah. And it brought me back to, you know, what happens when we die? Which was a question that was answered beautifully in White Lotus season 3, episode whatever number it was.
Oh, they answered it?
They sure did.
They had the answer.
And here it is.
When you're born, you are like a single drop of water flying upward, separated from the one giant consciousness. You get older. You descend back down. You die. You land back into the water, become one with the ocean again. No more separated. No more suffering. One consciousness. Death is a happy return. Like coming home.
I like it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Who knew they had the answer in the White Lotus?
I know. Well, it was Buddhism that had the answer.
Oh, right? Buddhism. Yeah. Oh, I knew they had it the whole time.
The
darn
Buddhist
it.
Monk. And while he's talking, they're at the temple or whatever shrine, he's talking to him. And then as he's talking about the body of water, it shows the wave. A wave and a drop of water that separates and then descends back down and lands in the ocean. It is one of the most beautiful scenes, because this guy is so troubled. And this guy's like, it's a return. It's just
all these years I've been in the Catholic Church, kneeling and standing and sitting and kneeling,
responding, standing and talking and having faith.
And all I needed to hear was that.
I know, right?
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Ah,
we rewound and watched it like 5 times. Like, oh my God, Bob, your mic is on.
When I was in India, that's what I learned in my yoga school too. Like one of my instructors explained it almost exactly the same way as they did on the White
Lotus.
Were
they in fact a Buddhist, or was
no,
it just...
No, it was Hinduism.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Folks got something going on there. Yeah, I'm the same way. I watched that scene a couple times because it just was like,
it's just beautiful.
What did I just see? That was really neat.
And well, who's the troubled guy?
I don't know his name. I've seen him in a few things.
It's not the Goggins guy, though.
No. It is not. It's not Walton Goggins. He plays the dad. He's Parker Posey's husband. And she's like, no, she can't be in the Buddhist encampment. She'll come to her senses.
It's Jason Isaacs.
Jason Isaacs. Thank you. He's recognizable. He's been in a ton of stuff. I just never knew his name. He was on Star Trek Discovery for a while. He was a captain.
Oh,
that's where I know him from.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, you recognize him?
I do.
Yeah, he's been in a ton of stuff. So he's the dad. And
he looks like the drummer from Rush, but, you know.
Oh, he does kind of look like Neil Peart.
Are you kidding? Of course he does.
Neil Peart.
He's Malfoy's dad in the Harry Potter series as well.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. He's Lucius Malfoy. And you don't recognize him because he's got the blonde hair to his shoulders in Harry Potter.
In the movies.
Oh, my God. John and I were having this conversation for like, I don't know. You know how you have weird conversations with people that you're with, and we talked about John Williams, who did the Harry Potter music. Isn't he the composer?
Yeah.
Like, we just started talking about like that.
Or Danny Elfman, I think, maybe was here. I'll look it up.
Yeah, look it up. But he just started talking about all these things that John Williams has composed over the years. Like, he is like the soundtrack to our life, from Jaws, mm-hmm. E.T. I think, isn't he also...
oh, it was Sean Williams.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind. All the Star Wars movies, the Indiana Jones movies. Like, he's that guy, everything. And then John goes, I think, though, that the best is the Harry Potter theme. I'm like, oh, because it is. It's like magical, but there's like some danger to it. Like, what's going, like, oh, it's beautiful. Crank that up. Oh, we should do this music with the Buddhist guy talking about death. It's like a mystery. But then you return.
When you're born, you are like a single drop of water flying upward, separated from the one giant consciousness.
Oh, I like it. You get older. I mean, I get that we probably shouldn't sit through it again.
You
but
descend back down.
But maybe we should.
You die. You land back into the water, become one with the ocean again. No more separated. No more suffering. One consciousness. Death? It's a happy return, like coming home.
No matter what story I do next, it's going to suck.
That was the mashup of the century.
That was great.
Thank you.
That was so good.
That was a really good call, Sarah.
That was team effort right there.
We're mellow now.
I wasn't helping at all. I just sat here. I didn't do anything.
You were giving good vibes.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm going to just say something right now. My next scheduled piece was going to be stuff from the Diddy trial. I don't want to. I just don't want to. I'm going to find something else to do.
It was awful. End.
This is fun-ish. Kim Kardashian finished her law program and decided to have a graduation ceremony in her own backyard.
Okay.
It's nice. So they set up on their back patio and they got a dais. Or no, what was that? Like a podium?
It's a podium.
It's like a Lucite podium. And she had people speaking. She's sitting, if you look over here, you can see that she's got some chairs set up with mics in front of each of them. And she's got her little mortarboard. Is that what that's called? The little mm-hmm. graduation cap. And then she had Van Jones from CNN say a few words. And he was wearing almost like her commencement speech. So he was giving her words of encouragement. Mm. And Chloe. Taped the whole thing and various people got up and spoke on Kim's behalf. And then she put up a shot of herself as a lawyer with a very low cut shirt, but a pair of glasses to it so that she would look very smart. There she is, Kim Kardashian, law school. You know, she's like your hot lawyer.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say that's like 4 inches of cleavage mm-hmm. right there. So
fully
it's
four.
Really hard
yes.
to keep your eyes up here.
She'll be good in front of a jury.
Yeah. So she apparently passed something called the baby bar a while ago, but now she's finished whatever this program is that she's in and she's graduated, but she would still have to pass the main bar. There are apparently...
Wait, she hasn't passed the main bar yet?
No. This is, she just finished her law school program.
Oh, okay.
And held a ceremony in her backyard. Two of her legal mentors spoke. So did CNN's Van Jones, praised her efforts to obtain clemency for people in prison. She started studying law 6 years ago. She did not go to actual law school. She completed what's called a law office study program, which apparently is a path to becoming a lawyer. She spent more than 5,000 hours doing legal work. If she wants to practice law, she has to pass the real bar. She did pass the baby bar back in 2021. Later... Khloe and Kourtney Kardashian were talking about things on, I guess, Khloe, I've got a podcast. I've got a podcast. It's called Khloe in Wonderland. So they're talking about, they're so in touch with what people are going through in the world.
The Kardashians
yes.
are. Okay.
So there were some really fun comments, just, you know, really relatable things that they had to say. Just about being moms. Courtney is married to Travis Barker. She has a kid, Rocky, with Travis, but she has three older kids. Mason, who's 15, Penelope, who's 12, and Rain, who is 10. Those are all with her ex, Scott Disick. And she revealed that she believes sending children to school is so dated. I think living off, and listen to just, I mean, the nuggets of wisdom that are in these next few sentences. I can't even. I just think living authentically is not conforming to whatever it is. You know what I mean? When I'm talking about depth here, there's ways we function as a family that it's like, if someone does the same thing every day, like I do it with everything. It's not about our family. Let's say the school system. I'll think, why do kids effing go to school? Truly, it's so dated. And then Chloe, because that was Courtney talking, just, I mean, really, you know, deep thoughts on this podcast. And Chloe says, oh, I'm such a homeschool person. Don't even get me going. And then she said that, Courtney said that her kids had sent her videos about successful people whose kids never go to school. So that's, you know, what I want to do. And then she says, I'm like, what's the goal here? You want to do homeschool? Let's do it. Or whatever it is. I think it's anything. I will like nurse the fever of my kids versus giving Tylenol or ibuprofen. So more nuggets. I just want to do that. And whatever it is, there's so many things that where I feel like I kind of do, maybe in the world generally does maybe more what I do. But in the United States, it's different. Am I just not smart enough to understand her? Like, what?
That was not English.
What is she saying? Are these actual quotes or is someone just effing with me?
I've never understood why people find them to be so important.
It's their butts. It's because,
is that why?
Yes, okay. That is why. Yeah.
Like, how can that, and I say this not from those quotes. I watched that show one time.
Yeah, that's all you need to know what it is.
And they couldn't get through their own dialogue.
Oh, I just, so I come into this, oh, we're on. Yes. You need to talk about how much you hate Scott Disick now. Go ahead. Go. It's amazing.
Just terrible advice. Like, kids.
What is it? Was there advice in that? It was like a lot of,
she's,
you know,
everybody
like,
should
I
be,
mean,
like, insulated, every, like our family.
Oh, he gets it.
Yeah.
Tell me.
We're all insulated here. We don't need to send our kids to school. We can afford to have them homeschool, but we don't want them to socialize anyway because we're Kardashians, and God forbid they socialize with people outside of our circle.
Oh, my God. There. I didn't realize what that was about. That made perfect sense. Those were nuggets of cool wisdom.
Never talk to anyone that's not in Gucci.
Yeah.
Right.
Go to school with them. Peasants.
Ugh. Yeah. They were in Prada. Losers. That's for peasants. What's coming up in the news, Vincenzo?
Dating.
Oh.
And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Belieber. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 8.05. Next hour, your chance to join us at the WSF for Drag Me to Brunch.
What's going to happen there?
Drag and brunch.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What a combo.
You want to go?
I'll check my calendar.
Okay, great.
I'll get back to you.
Yeah, I hope to see you there.
All right. I know I'm going to Bottle Rock this weekend. That's going to be epic.
Yeah.
I'm bringing the kids and we're going Saturday night. See you there.
That'll be so great.
So if you see us, say hey. I know Maddie's going. You're going
tomorrow. I'm going
tomorrow.
Friday night. Yeah.
Only Friday? You're just going to go on Friday?
I don't know. Probably. We'll see. I mean, it's so much, you know, the back and forth and all that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it is far.
Yeah, but you're a young man, like, with a couple bucks in your pocket and free tickets. You might as well go check out the scene.
Not about the couple bucks in my pocket, but I'll probably go up on. I mean, Benson Boone, like, I've been wanting to see him live, like, ever since I've watched him, you know, on YouTube and stuff. And I'm like, I got to see that guy do a live show.
He was booked for one of our shows that something went wrong on, but that would have been the one. Like,
well, that was Jelly Roll, Benson Boone. Like, that was such a stacked show.
It was before they all had broken all the way through, too. Mm-hmm. So it was a really. Yeah.
Mugger.
Yeah. But Green Day, Public Enemy on Friday night, and Sublime. It's going to be a great lineup.
I love PE.
But I'll definitely be there. If you see me, don't say hi to me. Just walk on by.
Don't say that.
I'm just kidding. Of course. Come say hi.
Love on him.
Give me love.
Something might happen.
I need love.
Yes. Rub up.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Oh, I love them.
So I rep Frontier Ford. I'm driving the Mustang Mach-E from Frontier Ford. I love this car. People have asked me different questions about it, and I've just said, you got to go drive this thing. Go to Frontier Ford and drive it, and it'll either be the one or it won't. Like, for me, I went, oh, it's got everything I need.
Mm-hmm.
Fits my surfboard. In fact, I brought a surfboard with me to go check the car out. I put it in and went, okay, that test is good. Now let's go drive it. You know, they've got all the stuff, too. The best trucks. Right now, they've got employee pricing for all.
That's big.
So as we head into Memorial Day weekend, this is a big time to go get a new car.
Yeah.
Check them out. Employees, you pay what employees pay on every new Ford at Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara.
Sweet.
Here's what's happening. Mostly sunny today and highs in the 70s. Should be a beautiful Memorial Day weekend, too. Looking ahead, it looks good.
Very exciting.
I like it.
Yeah, the good weather is upon us.
Okay, so in the sports world, the Knicks did win last night as we're sort of coming down to the NBA Finals here. And there's a game Thursday, May 22nd. There's a game tonight. Minnesota at Oklahoma City, 5:30 tip time.
Minnesota.
And Oklahoma currently leads the series 1-0. So there's that. The dating poll I teased you with.
Okay.
A big YouGov poll on America's dating habits just came out. It's got some interesting stats. I love this stuff. I think it's more, there's more single people now than probably ever in the history of the world.
All the single people. All the single people.
I can't believe how many of my wife's friends are single. And I get that not everyone wants to be partnered up. There's plenty of people who are like, yeah, why do I want that? I heard you, you know, bitching about, you know, you put your shoes where you want and your wife tries to move them and you're like, where are my shoes? Yeah. I mean, if you live alone and you are fulfilled with
then
in your life,
you.
Then good for you. I do believe in partnership, though. I think that while there are
your people, you're putting your family together.
Right. It's a good thing. So here's some of the stats for all age groups. Ever been in love? 88% of the people in this poll said, yep, at least once in their life, that's they've great. Been in love.
Well, and the 12%, maybe they're too young to have fallen in love. Too young to fall in love.
I can tell you honestly, if I that I can't answer that for my brother Keith, Jan, whatever.
And we're talking about in love, not I love my mom.
No, no, no. This is about dating. This is a dating poll. I can't say whether or not that kid's ever been in love with a lady.
Has he ever brought any ladies home?
I've never met
a
girl.
Never had like a girlfriend.
I have never met a girl that he's hung with. Now, in his it's not even, he doesn't even need to defend it, but we have lived in different places.
Yes.
So that's one of the reasons.
He may have dated someone or.
I don't know.
Okay.
Wouldn't know. But there's. That's an example, like right in my own house of someone that I don't know if that guy's been in love.
Yeah. I don't know if my older son's been in love. Now I think about it.
Yeah. It's really interesting.
He's never brought anyone around.
And he didn't date in high school.
Not really.
Like I was in my head, I was fully in love with that high school sweetheart of mine.
He likes to talk about love, though. He'll ask questions about love.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that. I feel like that experience that I had in high school, which was traumatic and horrible and also joyful and,
sure.
you know,
you
all the things.
Jealousy and
but
all,
you learn a
right.
lot through that and you
but
wouldn't
you're a kid.
Want
you're
to
forming.
Meet the one without some of those experiences.
Yes.
Like, you know, the mistakes you make help form you into a better partner.
Into a person who can be in a relationship.
Right. So I don't know. 82% have told someone they love them in a romantic way. And 83% have heard the words, I love you, from another person. Ever been on a date? Another 88% have. Younger people were more likely to say they haven't.
Hmm.
That's another thing that I would, I can't honestly say if my brothers ever walked up to a lady and said, may I take you out tonight? Or however you do right. it these days.
Would you like to grab a cup of coffee with me?
Whatever.
Can I get your permission to,
ask
possibly
you
ask you on a date?
Would you consent
with
to
no
me
pressure?
Continuing to talk one more sentence.
Here's an NDA. And
it's not an easy situation anymore.
By the way, just got to throw this out because the texts are going crazy. The Knicks lost last night. They didn't win. So
wait, what?
Yes, yes. So everybody was going nuts.
Okay.
Hold on a minute.
You know,
oh, Indianapolis did win.
Yeah. So
did we just assume
it went to overtime? Wow. Okay. Sorry, everyone. My bad. The Knicks. Wow.
What's
they came back from 17.
It's 1-0. Indiana just stole a game in New York.
Yeah. They were down by 17 with 3 minutes left and came back.
So wait. So which one won?
Indianapolis or Indiana Pacers won.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Indianapolis is the football team. Anyway, where was I? Oh, back to my thing. The dating poll. Ever been on a date? 88% have. Younger people were more likely to say they haven't. Had sex? Question mark. 87% of this YouGov poll, 87% said, yes, of course I've had sex.
Mm.
Been in a true relationship before.
Mm. True. How are they defining that?
They don't define it, but I do think that there's...
You're exclusive. This is your the boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever things
if
you're
you
calling
call,
each other.
You can call someone you're hooking up with a relationship if you want, but that's very one-sided, I think. Often there's one person going, you can stay. And the other person's
work early in the morning. I had some stuff to do. I'm gonna.
That's not what we do here, right? Right.
But
you're right.
We could, though, you know, just theoretically, if you
throwing
did
it
want
out
to.
There.
I mean, you're probably tired after all that activity, so you wouldn't have to drive home if you didn't want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Have you ever dumped someone? 77% say yes. Ever been dumped? 74% say yes. Have you ever dumped someone, Sarah?
Yeah, I've dumped someone.
Have you ever been dumped?
Yes, I've been dumped. Have you? Both of those? I know you've dumped someone.
Yeah, I have done that. Yeah, I've been dumped. But I think that I was given, you know, a lot of opportunity to be undumped and then just...
Enough of you.
Couldn't find my way.
You promised. Goodbye. Yeah, wedding's in an hour. Oh, my God, no. No! drunk tale.
You know...
I would love to hear that story one day.
You can hear it right now if you want.
No, you can't.
I don't know. I feel like... give her a little context. How about I tell it?
There's no context necessary. I didn't say it.
Well, from what I've heard, can I tell you what it sounds like happened?
Yeah.
It sounds like you got dumped... And then you wanted to get back together with them, and they were getting married, and you couldn't find your way to the church.
Did it sound like that? No.
That's what I got.
I got to say, I'm with Bob on it, because I don't know the story either.
Where's the freaking church?
This is like one of the final days with the long-term girlfriend that Vinny had right before he got drunk and fell off the show. She's like, please don't drink. We have a wedding at 3 p.m. I'll be back here at 2 to pick you up. Get your tux on, get ready, do all the stuff you got to do. I'm going to go do the bridesmaids stuff, whatever. She comes back. Vinny is in his tux, passed out on the bed. And she just looks at him and goes, ah, closes the door. And that was the end of that. Literally, the beginning of the end. How did I do?
Terrible, but okay. You didn't get that right. I wasn't in a tux and...
Oh, was it just like in a crumpled heap on the floor?
Yeah,
like,
okay. I was nowhere near dressed for the wedding. Are you kidding? No, the story is, and I'm an alcoholic. You need to know that in order to understand the situation. But I was someone who was going to this wedding with my partner. We weren't married. We were living together. Yeah, with my girlfriend. And she was like, I have to go do a bunch of stuff, get nails done, do all this stuff to get ready for this wedding. And I was like, okay, great. So she splits early in the morning, and I'm like, I'm not going to be able to do what I do tonight because I'm going to be driving her around. So I, in my own head, I went, I'm going to get ripped right now, sleep it off, and then I'll go to the wedding with her. And meanwhile, I got ripped, but I slept right through the whole thing. And she walked in, opened the door, looked at me, and slammed it and left.
It breaks my heart.
And went to the wedding herself while I couldn't pull my... together to get out of bed.
Oh, been there, buddy.
Yeah. It's terrible. It's a terrible story.
It's
a terrible story. Mm. I'm glad we relived it though for everyone's sake. I mean,
lovely.
So much fun.
Backstory. It's good.
Ever had a crush on someone, but they didn't like you back?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, my God. So many.
I think way more often in my life was I had a crush on someone. And then I didn't let them know that. And so that's just one of those where I didn't make a move, whether it was because of we worked together or, there's always that weird, like, what's in the way of this? And then you just go.
Well, right. You can like someone all you want, but if they're married and they're talking about their kids,
right. Let's see. Ever lived with someone? 62% say yes. Mm-hmm. Been engaged? 62% say yes. Hey. Bob, let me ask you a question. Is Susan the first and only guy that's proposed to you before, or have you had a couple on the way to where you're at today?
No, he's the first one to propose.
Yes.
He's the first.
I said, of course.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Did you cry?
No.
Oh.
You didn't?
Did he?
No, it was kind of overwhelming.
Did he get on one knee?
Of course.
Oh, he did? Well, not everybody does.
Yeah, we got engaged in Golden Gate Park.
Oh.
Yeah, we went to brunch beforehand, and he was like, let's go on a walk through the park, and we went into the botanical garden.
Oh, and did he have the ring in his pocket the whole time?
No, he had a couple friends set up at this adorable little dock in the botanical gardens where there's this little pond with a little, like, dock in the center, and the pond is covered in this, like, really cool moss. It almost looks like green glass. And he had a couple of friends go and set up like a picture of us and a little keyboard, and he played me a little song. He's not as good as drawn at music, but it was really sweet.
And so he sang to you? What's the song?
It's our song. It's called I don't want to tell you guys, you'll make fun of me.
Is it Brick House?
No, you gotta tell us.
Just tell us. We're not gonna make fun of you. This is very romantic.
You probably don't know it. It's called Inside Out by the Chainsmokers.
Oh.
I don't know it.
It's a very old Chainsmokers song.
See if it's not
really
in our
romantic.
Library.
Can you find Inside Out by the Chainsmokers? That's really funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
And he wrote an extra verse in it and sang it about us. It was really sweet.
And he plays keyboard. Like, we totally need a keyboard player. Oh my God.
But you didn't know?
No, I didn't know.
It never occurred to you that any second now a ring is going to come out.
Oh, no. Once we got to the dock, I knew.
Oh, okay.
But the whole morning.
Like, this is a pretty elaborate production going on here.
Oh. No. As soon as I saw. Like,
and did they videotape the whole thing? And
he got
a
photographer.
Oh.
Yeah, so we have some really cute pics. And then we walked around and we took some pictures in the redwoods. Really beautiful.
Were you wearing anything special? Like, did he say, hey, put
I was wearing Uggs.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
But that's okay.
Was he wearing anything special?
He looked cute. He was wearing a sweater.
Just everybody was, like, fully dressed.
If
you'd known, you'd be wearing something.
Yes, I wore this pair of jeans I hadn't worn in, like, 2 years. I was honestly not feeling well. And
Ugg boots.
Yeah.
Funny.
That's comfort food for your feet, I guess.
I don't know.
I loved wearing them, and now every time I wear them, they're even more special.
Oh. Is that right? My daughter is 6 and she has Ugg boots, and they are the foulest smelling things I have ever encountered in my life. I couldn't love her more. She's cute as a button. Those things.
You have to get them dry cleaned?
Ooh.
Because she never puts socks on.
Right.
Oh. Yeah, that's fair. I always
still
wear
a stinky
socks.
Feet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, the minute the keyboard and somebody started singing to me come out, I'd be like, yeah, this isn't going to work out for us.
Did you find the Chainsmokers?
We don't have that one. We don't play that one. It's a special song for Bob.
Ever been cheated on? This is the YouGov dating poll. Been cheated on?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Listen. Go from, I am not sure,
to, I don't know.
Absolutely.
Oh, hold on.
No, I was dating a girl, like when I had the hair from the picture yesterday that's on Instagram.
Oh.
And she was a legal assistant somewhere and dumped me and then ended up marrying the lawyer of the office and found out later that they had been
doing it
for probably most of our relationships.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's rough.
That means.
And that was my first girl I ever told
really?
I loved.
Oh no.
Oh,
yeah. Oh no, all in.
Oh yeah.
All
reminds
in.
Me of that Sabrina Carpenter song.
Which one?
I think it's called Taste.
Oh yeah.
Ouch.
Great memory.
You taste, man.
Ever had a one night stand?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Sarah. Yeah, come on.
Ever been in a long distance relationship? 47% say yes.
Those are the worst.
They are the absolute worst. I know there are people out there who will say they'll say, it's great. They show up, we hang out, and then they leave. Mm. To me, it's like they take over your whole world. You can't do your laundry. There's a, like,
your
anything
weekend
you,
is gone.
All your chore time is gone.
They're on vacation from their house, and you're stuck in yours with them.
They drop the bag.
The bag drop.
And there you are.
Susan and I met during the summer while we were in college, and so after the summer we had to go back to our respective schools,
which were
very far away from each other. He went to school in Boston and I went to Penn State in the middle of Pennsylvania. Neither of us had cars, and it sucked and definitely ruined my senior year, honestly. But it is such a great way to build a foundation of a relationship, because all you have to do is communicate, and so you get to know each other on such a deep level.
Mm. Did they FaceTime them?
Yes.
So lots of FaceTime, sexting.
Much to my roommate's dismay.
When I moved here from New York, I'd been dating a girl for, like 6 months. And she was, and I was just like blunt, like, nah, I'm sorry. We're not going to do
Vinny's
distance.
Been that guy too.
Yeah.
I haven't been that guy.
He wasn't moving all that far away either. We're going to LA. No, we're not
that
going
is
anywhere.
You really know how to ruin a story.
Mm. You make it not fun.
You do make it not fun.
Listen, I make it so not fun, I've got a song about it.
I'm way out of time.
You make it not fun. You get all excited and you make it not fun.
John, home run, buddy.
That's fantastic.
Home run.
Coming up, Drag Me to Brunch. We've got tickets for that right after this.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.